Welcome, everyone. Today we're going to talk about sacred time. What is it? And why should it be important to you? And we're going to retire the Captain Time hat. So what will Garland wear in his head after this? Stay tuned. Okay, so out with the old Captain Time hat and in with the new. So I found this one recently at a shop and I fell in love with it, and I like the look of it a little better than the rounded bowler type in the other one. So this is the new Captain Time hat. You're amongst the first to see it. So what is sacred time and why should it be important to you? So sacred time doesn't apply to anything religious, although certainly if you want to make more time for that in your life, you know, you could use it that way. Sacred time is time you treat as sacred. Time that you won't let anything else interfere with. Time that you defend ruthlessly. So sacred time works very well when there's something you would like to achieve that you've been unable to achieve in the past, and now you're going to set aside dedicated sacred time every week for it. This could be wanting to play a musical instrument. This could be writing a book. This could be fitness. It could really be anything you want to do, but it's something that's really important to you. Could be learning to become a professional speaker. It could be painting. It could be any kind of art you can think of. Now, for most of us, this kind of time set aside for maybe music or art or something that's important to us, but somehow we don't treat it as important. We will go into work when we're incredibly sick and can barely breathe. We'll still go to work, but somehow we immediately give up our time for our own hobbies, our own passions, the moment anybody asks, the moment that there's anything else going on. It's like our own personal time comes last. So with sacred time, the idea is you think of your time as sacred. You say, I'm going to spend 4 hours a week learning a musical instrument, or 1 hour a day learning a musical instrument, or I'm going to spend 1 hour a day writing, or 1 hour a day painting, or, you know, 4 hours a week. And it doesn't matter whether it's 1 hour a day, 3 times a week for 2 hours, 3 times a week for 1 hour, whatever it is, it needs to be time that is set aside and sacred. Your family needs to know you were not available during that time. Your friends need to know this. If your friends are suddenly going to go out and invite you, you just have to say, no, I have a prior commitment. You don't even have to tell them exactly what it is. You just say, I have a prior commitment. And keep that time. Don't let anybody take it away. Don't let anybody, you know, throw you a ball you have to catch. Just, this is your time. You're not going to let anything interfere with it. When you do that, you'll find that you are working towards those really important goals, and because you've had that time on that every week, it's very self-fulfilling. It's very freeing to know that no matter what, that time is there for you. So I want you to think about, what will your sacred time be? So I want you to think about, what is it you'd really, really like to accomplish? Something you've always wanted to do, a hobby, a passion, a skill you'd like to develop, something that's really important to you. Set aside some sacred time next week and stick to it. Defend it ruthlessly. Take no prisoners. Don't let anybody ever take this sacred time away from you, and let me know how it goes. Thanks for listening. Please hit the like and subscribe button to encourage me to create more videos like this. And tell me what other videos you'd like to see me talk about.